Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. I'm so excited today because I have Karen joining me. She has a powerful story of being adopted. Welcome, Karen.
Well, good afternoon there, Karen. I'm glad to be on the radio with you.
Well, tell us, you came actually from Germany because of the Refugee Relief Act, and you actually had correspondence before you even arrived in America from your adoptive mom. Tell us how you were adopted.
All right. Yes, it was quite the... I would look back and I'm overwhelmed. I was born in Germany, placed in an orphanage at 1 year old. And because of the Refugee Relief Act, which only went from a window of opportunity from 1953 to the end of 1956, where only 4,000 orphans were able to come over to the United States. And so that was the window of opportunity for me. My to be adopted parents at that time corresponded with a Lutheran pastor over in Germany, and between the pastor and the social services and the legal paperwork, I have all that information. And of course, the German pastor wrote in German, but both my to-be-adopted parents spoke German, so that was not a problem. But for me, so I went ahead and had it transcribed into English, and so I could see the sequence of events that actually brought me over to the United States. And so there's probably between 11 and 12 corresponding letters that my to-be-adopted mom and dad sent, and then corresponding back the pastor to arrange my adoption.
I love your story, and tomorrow we're going to continue the conversation and how your adoptive mother prepared for your arrival to share what she put in her diary. Look forward to talking more tomorrow, Karen.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.